another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Bella, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about just transportation, getting around New York City, and the craziness, the traffic, and really everything there's to it. Last week, I wasn't feeling well, and the podcast just kind of never happened after that, but we're glad to be back this week.
And we did order microphones. I know we've tried it a few times, the clip-on microphones. So we do this in your room, and we want it to be like a conversation here. So, you know, I have one of those
stand-up
microphones, but then we'd both have to be here, and then you really wouldn't have a conversation. And it's not like we have a podcast studio in our apartment. So this is where we are, and the noise that you might hear is, I think someone is either building something upstairs or moving furniture.
Or they're just hammering on the floor.
It is kind of irritating. But anyway, this was what we wanted to talk about last week, and then even this week, it ramps up because we just had UN week, and we live near the UN, and the security. We've lived here. Hold on. Where are you going?
Sorry.
Okay. Is that where you're going to sit there?
Yes.
Okay. So we've lived here for 10 years, but the security this week was more than it's ever been in the past decade.
Like, we went out one night and when we came back.
You gotta speak up.
We went out one night and when we came back, you had to show your ID to show that we lived in the building because there was police officers. What are those called? Barricades?
Mm-hmm.
And to, like, block people from coming on
to our street.
Yeah.
And there was a guy behind us. He was probably in his 20s. And, you know, I showed my license. The three of us got onto the block. And he said, oh, my girlfriend lives. And he looked like he had food. He had picked up food. My girlfriend lives over there. Not in our building, but no, mom's dropping stuff in the kitchen. And my girlfriend lives, like, over there a few blocks. And the cop said, you should have planned this out, I thought. But I don't know if the guy ever got by. I mean, if it's for security purposes, you can't just use that excuse. I don't know. But anyway, but just getting around New York these days, something I always tell everybody is that if you can walk, take the bus, or take the subway, do it.
Walking is, if you can walk, like, just really do it. Even if it's a little far, maybe if you
no more likes.
Okay. New Yorkers don't think 30 blocks is too far. Well, it depends on the type of New Yorker you are.
So 20 blocks, if you're staying on one avenue, 20 blocks is about a mile.
Yeah. An avenue is about 2 blocks.
And that takes about 20 minutes to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the type of New Yorker 20. You are, but most New Yorkers walk. 30 blocks isn't too much because we're used to walking all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, for someone else, 30 blocks might be a little bit more. But I'm telling you, like, if you're not in a time rush, walk or take the bus. Like, maybe the bus might not drop you off or the subway. But walking is always going to be your best option, pretty much.
Yes.
And if you can do it, do it.
And the city's become more friendly with pedestrian walkways in certain areas, like in Union Square or in Herald Square or in Times Square, but it is driving. You oftentimes you think, oh, hop in a taxi or hop in an Uber or a Lyft, and we'll just get there. It's always
longer.
The traffic has because of construction, because of bikes, because of more cars. I mean, it is a nightmare to drive in New York City.
And Uber and Lyft cost so much
more. Yeah, it's a waste. Yeah.
Then walking is free.
Yeah.
And the bus is like $2.09.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go all the way to the end of the bus line for that if you want.
And now you have your own car.
Yeah.
Because now at schools they give you a card.
Let's say you're traveling to New York, you do not need a Metro card. You can tap with your phone with Apple Pay. There's like a little reader and that's how you can pay. Or a credit card or whatever. And that is how you can pay. You do not need to get a Metro card.
Yeah, and what I would also suggest is ask somebody if, okay, are we near a bus that could take you here? I mean, Google Maps will tell you exactly where you're going. And I would plan things out based on bus, subway, walking.
Taking cars is brutal. Like, it will tell you the time and red areas. Like, maybe there's a street fair or there's a parade on Fifth Avenue or whatever. So I look and see what your best option is. Either subway, where those don't usually get affected, like, majorly unless something's happening. Mm-hmm. Or if the bus, if they're skipping stops, or if it'll take a while because you're trying to get past a bridge or something. And you can see what areas are going to take longer and what will be your best option.
And I didn't know the bus system until Mom moved here. So I lived here for a few years before Mom moved here. And Mom figured out, Mom's great with directions. I'm terrible. But Mom figured out the bus in like a week. And then I prefer the bus to the subway when you can. But sometimes it is a whole lot easier to take the subway.
And buses, a lot of times you got to transfer if you want to go to the west side or to the east side or up and down.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, though.
It's pretty easy. You usually don't have to get out of the station. And
yeah, and sure, you see some crazy folks on the bus and the subway, but it is what it is, and you're surrounded by other people. When I walk or I'm on the subway or just when I'm out in New York, I never have both earbuds in.
No, don't.
So, if anything, I'll have one in because you have to be able to... you should be able to hear traffic coming.
Anything.
But you just have to be aware. Yeah. So, I always have one out and looking around. Or sometimes I'll just have one in and not have anything on to make someone else think that I might not be paying attention. So I might be able to catch someone doing something. I don't know why I do that. It sounds kind of crazy. But always being aware, is really significant.
Like, it's also another thing. Well, one, this is kind of goes for everywhere. I don't know what people, but don't walk in text. Especially in New York. Mm-hmm. Do not walk in text. You have a much higher chance of walking across the street and getting hit by a crazy biker.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about bikers.
Bikers,
then we'll get back to texting.
In New York,
bikers
do not stop for you.
Right.
They have the right of way.
No, they do not have the right of way.
They act like they have the right of way. They don't. You have the right of way. Mm-hmm. It's pedestrian. But they don't. But they act like they do. So don't ever look down at something like a phone and cross the street. Like, and that's just for safety because there's cars coming from every direction. There's bikes coming. And bikes, maybe they're supposed to go that way, but someone, I guarantee you, will come that way.
Yep.
I've seen a bike and scooter crashes. I've seen bike and bike crashes. And, yeah.
And with the proliferation of delivery services now, there are so many more bikes and also more electric bikes that are now hopping up onto the sidewalk and they're moving all directions.
Yes.
So I think,
be aware.
So looking down, I would say only reason to look down is to see if there's dog poop on the ground.
Don't look at something down, your phone. Well, I'm just saying your phone is going to, well, I can't speak for anyone.
I had to turn the light back on. That's why my hand went.
I know
the
for
camera.
A lot. Yeah. I'm not going to speak for anyone, but I know for a lot of people, your phone will distract you. And I mean, that's pretty normal. So if you're going to see something, then you look at one text, you're going to have to look at your next text. And it depends on, like, what it is. If it's something really important, then, but stand to the side.
Right,
don't keep walking.
Right, that's what I always say. Like, if I'm waiting on something.
Yeah.
And there's a text, and I see, this is what I was waiting on. So just move off to the side.
Move off to the side.
Stand in the doorway. And respond.
Or like, maybe there's a park nearby.
Jeez, what is going on upstairs?
Sit on a bench or something if there's like a park.
Something.
Just don't keep walking.
It is. And then when I'm walking and I'm always looking around, looking up because I still, after all these years, fascinated by just the majestic nature of this city. Just, I think the buildings are amazing. And I'm walking and someone else is walking towards me and they're looking down. Sometimes I'll just stop and stand in front of them and wait for them to notice. Not to cause a collision, but to, hey, What are you doing? And then, but why is
and
it
up? And you're just doing it to help that, yeah, not exactly. to like.
I'm not trying to instigate anything. No. But why is it up to, and I always say to mom, do not make contact with somebody. Because mom always says, well, why should I be the one to move if they're just looking down? You shouldn't be. But you can also avoid a confrontation. So you just, you know, you move out of the way, but that, and then you can say something. Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy the amount of people who step off the curb mm-hmm. without looking at the
bike lane, the car,
or the green, or the hand, yeah. right? And just follow a crowd. One, how do you know those people know what they're doing? It might not have timed the light properly. And walk off the sidewalk with their head down in yeah. their phone.
Like a few days ago,
crazy to me.
I was crossing the street. There was like this person. They were texting. And so I was like, so I went this way. That person, of course, doesn't notice. So they also go that way.
Yeah.
So I moved this way. They follow me. And I was like, what are you doing?
And yeah, now you're dancing.
And that, so then she kind of, so I kind of let her, I kind of walked towards her. Uh-huh. She walked towards me. And right when she got, I kind of just moved.
And like, then you went like this?
She was here. Like, she was here. I was walking, like, right here. And mm-hmm. I went, like, there. I was like, the point isn't to follow me.
No.
The point is I'm moving,
it's not like a
so
mirror.
You don't move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like being a mirror, right?
No.
Yeah, so it is, I think it's a blessing that, you know, for you to just understand what it's like to be alert, stay alert, understand your surroundings at all times. And it's also important that, you know, as you're walking, you don't just turn around and start talking to somebody or turn around and keep walking, because then as soon as you go to turn and continue walking, there could be someone
yeah.
right there. It's just different.
Tip for walking, watch out for dog poop. It
yeah,
is
true.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
That's the one reason you should lift out.
Why do we live here? Dog poop, crazy people on the subway. what's going on here? Why do we live here? So I think just transportation in New York, and then here during the UN, sometimes it was just insane gridlock, and it is official gridlock as far as are not moving. And then other times it was just blocked off for blocks. And it was almost like COVID, where there were just no cars on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else with transportation and directions. I've read it in tourist books that if someone comes up to you and asks you, do you need directions? The person is really supposed to say, no, I'm okay. Because they might think that I'm trying to distract them so that my partner could come up behind them and maybe pickpocket them or something like that. So when I see people who are like struggling for directions or looking around, not sure where they're going, I might walk up to them and say, I know that like I'm not up to anything. I live here. I'm simply asking if you need directions.
Yeah. Or sometimes even people come up to you and say, and they like say, I've tried to get to this place. Do you know how to get there?
Yeah,
but
and
like,
I'm skeptical of that.
Yeah, but it's more like you tell them instead of they come to you.
Yeah, you try to keep certain people at an arm's length.
Yeah.
You have to just use intuition. You got to trust yourself.
Yeah.
Read somebody, judge yourself. Look around.
Judge, like,
mm-hmm.
but like, really, it's like you should be the one. If anything, to ask it to the people.
Yeah, and just try to come off as honest and
yeah.
genuine as possible. Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Oh, wait, one more thing about the bikers.
Yeah.
I'd say, what, 95% of bikers don't wear helmets?
If.
Right?
Like 98%, I would say.
Which is
insane. No one wears a helmet.
And how you can have a... So there's obviously a seatbelt laws, but how you can have a city bike?
But there's no seatbelts on bikes.
No. But how you can have city bike like a city sponsored ride share without a helmet law to me is nuts.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's crazy. And then there are a lot of people who will ride their bikes with no helmet and earbuds in.
I find it interesting sometimes when I see doctors riding without helmets on and two earbuds in.
You've seen that, right? And the big people in scrubs?
No, that's the most confusing part to me. But,
quite contradictory.
It's interesting.
Yeah, hypocritical, I'd say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, glad you're feeling better. Good to have the podcast back.
Yeah.
Rate, review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe there, of course. Follow on Spotify. Click the subscribe button on YouTube.
Yeah.
Share it with friends. Anything else?
You can always leave a comment.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
Love you.